Welcome back to it. It's 5:39. We jump into the entertainment news as a big shocker for this time of the morning. All right, so I'm going to ask you a very important question. It's about Tom Cruise. And what does he wear? By the way, he is 51 years old. He is one of the very few actors that still does his own stunts, most of them anyway. What does he wear when he is performing his stunts that he says helps him maintain flexibility and avoid injury?
A truss.
Okay, a truss would be a good idea, a good thing.
Pantyhose instead of underwear.
You are getting very close, unfortunately.
It's a thong!
Tom Cruise wears a thong.
Did we really need to know that?
Well, of course. This is entertainment news. It's very important. Sources say he demands them for his stunt scenes. He says also he has to wear a brand new one every time he performs a stunt.
He can't bring his own. He's got to have
wardrobe provide
them for him.
That's exactly right. Wardrobe brings them in. They say at times they have had to have on stock as many as 50. Thongs.
If I did some of those stunts, well, I need to change my underwear often, too.
Yeah, but I mean, thongs don't add... Okay, anyway. One of the sources tells the report he's pretty insistent about having a new thong every time. We have a laugh, but he sees it as dedication to his craft.
Sure.
I see it as more proof that he's... all right, so how did the movies do over the weekend? I saw Elysium, by the way. And I've got...
I'm sure you hated it.
No.
Really?
No. If you can detach yourself from all the politics of the movie and just enjoy it as a sci-fi movie.
Matt Damon and the director says there are no politics in the movie.
Oh, they're completely, totally lying.
We're not doing Pinocchio here. We're doing Elysium.
I mean, anybody that says there are no politics in that movie is just a bold-faced liar. All right? But if you detach yourself from the politics and just enjoy it as a sci-fi futuristic Earth movie, it's good. It's predictable. It is it's gruesome in some places. I enjoyed it. I did. I enjoyed it. The space scenes and everything, very, very nice. And I got news for you. What's her name? The one that plays the president of Elysium. I can't remember her name.
You just saw the movie yesterday and you can't remember the actress's name?
This the one that had Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster. She looked good. Mm-hmm. She looked really good, you know?
She doesn't care what you think.
Matt Damon, by the way, has been working out, too. So, you know, the ladies will enjoy him. Anyway, so how did Elysium stack up in the new movies over the weekend? Came in number three, $13.6 million. Now,
that's not very good.
The politics is Earth is ruined. There's overpopulation and pollution. So all the rich, pretty people... I built a space station. They live up on the space station.
Imagine the Hamptons in outer space.
Yeah, you can't get there. You can't, you know, if you try and get in, they shoot you down and kill you. There's free health care, but of course only if you're a citizen of Elysium. So many implications that are just so blatantly, ignorantly liberal that it's if you put the politics in it, the movie sucks. Just unhitch your brain, turn off the politics, and enjoy it as a movie, and it's fine. The politics, though, are just ignorant. All right, so here we go. Top five movies.
Of course they are.
They're completely ignorant. First of all, there's no way in hell Earth turns out like that. Even in 140 years from now, no way Earth is going to end up like that. No way.
You got the crystal ball?
And the second thing of all is they don't go into any explanation as to why the people have moved up there. They don't go into any explanation of what they are paying to have this and why they have developed it. And they don't go into any explanation as to who is paying for the healthcare. It leaves out reality.
They've finally moved to a single payer system, obviously.
Absolutely. All right. Number five, Planes came in at $13.1 million to hit number five in its second week. Kick-Ass 2 came in at number four. Elysium, like I said, is number three. We're the Millers, $17.8 million in number two. And, of course, the big blockbuster, The Butler, $25 million is in number one spot.
Well, that's interesting that beat out Elysium. That's
well,
these the are all low numbers. This is not a big box office
weekend. No, Elysium is a movie. okay? The Butler is a film. There's a complete difference. I'm not surprised why. I'm not surprised by being a number one.
Just they, everybody wanted to see Robin Williams playing Dwight Eisenhower.
And Cusack is Cusack is Nixon.
It's Nixon, yeah.
Who's Reagan? I was getting Cusack mixed up with the guy.
I don't remember. We talked about that on Friday. I can't remember.
Apparently, it doesn't matter. All right. So there were, you know, we've all talked about how Hollywood just is inundated with bad movie ideas, and they just seem to be churning out crap. There was a recent list of some interesting movies that almost made it but didn't happen a while back. They've been made, but with a different mix. For example, the original thought was to have Stanley Kubrick direct The Lord of the Rings, and the Beatles would star as Frodo, Sam, Pippin, and Merry. The
really?
Beatles, yeah.
This was an idea back in the 60s to make movies yeah. about The Lord of the Rings. Interesting.
David Cronenberg was going to direct Total Recall and have Richard Dreyfuss in the lead role. No.
Wow.
Terry Gilliam of Monty Python was going to direct Watchmen. Okay, the superhero kind of edgy movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to play Dr. Manhattan, also known as the giant blue naked guy.
Uh-huh.
This was discussed in the 80s and the 90s. Steven Spielberg was going to direct Benjamin Button, starring Tom Cruise. And then Sly Stallone, I'm glad this didn't happen, Sly Stallone in Godfather 3.
Really?
Yeah, it would have been some kind of an action flick.
No, he would have been one of the henchmen. He would have been one of the wet crew guys.
Yeah, that can't happen. I know that Godfather 3 had some really bad aspects to it, like Sofia
Coppola
in it. I just want to gouge my eye out every time I see her in it. She's done some amazing stuff on her own, but acting, not her thing.
Yeah.
Even when Uncle is doing it. And last but not least, I know this is going to make everybody happy. Do you like the arena football?
No.
Not particularly.
You don't really? Even in the off season, it's football. I mean, it may not be real football, but it's, you know.
Like the difference between a meal that someone cooked and something that comes out of the microwave.
Yeah. It's like instead of having a steak, you go and have a styrofoam cheeseburger.
There is a portion of the population mm-hmm. that has a very short attention span that wants scoring all the time, that likes arena yeah. football because, you know, it's like a pinball game.
Yeah, exactly.
The scores are like 82 to 75.
Sure. I mean, it's not quite football. It's almost football. It's like ramen noodles. Not really a meal.
Yes.
You
okay.
know, but it does the job. L.A. is getting a brand new football team thanks to KISS. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley have thrown their weight and their money. They are an ownership group, part of an ownership group that has purchased a new arena expansion team. It's going to be based out of Anaheim, California, and called the L.A. KISS.
Well, the latest rockers to do that. John Bon Jovi owns the Philadelphia team in the Arena League, I believe. And there are some other musicians, I think, that have partial ownerships in some of these teams. That may be the first step toward getting L.A. a real football team. You know, they've been talking and talking and talking. There's something wrong with the second largest metro area in the country not having an NFL football team.
I'm sorry. How many opportunities do they need? Okay. Raiders.
I understand.
Rams.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many times do you need to take a shot at bringing a pro team in there and it fails?
If you're the NFL, how can you not have a team?
Because it doesn't make any money. Nobody wants to. Murphy, would you like to go to a ball game? No, I'd rather go get my nails done on my puppy dog. Yes, no.
Well, I mean, they've had stadium problems, and it's all about the luxury box and having a blinged-out stadium, and Los Angeles doesn't have that.
And they don't serve tofu dogs, so nobody's going to eat anything. They don't have wheatgrass in the
bucket. They could.
Oh, God.
San Diego's baseball park sells fish tacos and all kind and sushi. You can get sushi at the ballpark.
Listen, nobody should eat sushi at a ballpark. Now, fish tacos, I'm all about that. That's pretty tasty food, but sushi at a ballpark?
They drive 90 minutes to Vegas and watch every game in some sports book where they can bet on it all.
Precisely. There it is. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. There's your entertainment news. Stumper and the Wayback Machine gets fired up when we come back.
Hello, this is legendary rocker turned reality star Gene Simmons, the biggest egomaniac in the history of our species. In recent years, we destroyed what little artistic credibility KISS had left by lending our logo to everything from pinball machines to condoms to even caskets. And now we're continuing this long and proud tradition of shameless self-promotion by selling out even further and bringing arena football back to Los Angeles. All of the players will be suited up in full Kiss Army regalia, platform shoes, makeup, pyrotechnics to distract you from our piss-poor playing. And best of all, if we ever kick someone off the team, we'll simply dress up another player in his exact same uniform and none of the fans will know the difference. You wanted the best, you got the best. The LA Kiss.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.